There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Yeah. You know you need protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland, chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game, including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
It's Monday, September 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Competing employee benefits amid a challenging hiring environment. And three areas Tech Isle says are solution areas for hybrid work. This is the Business of Tech. Last week, President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate, which establishes an OSHA standard for businesses with more than 100 employees to require immunization or testing. For those interested in the reactions, I'm highlighting two Reuters pieces. One focuses on the muted response from the business community, and the other specifically on small businesses. That's the environment of business right now, although the majority of IT service providers will be smaller than the requirements. Which leads to some developments in the world of benefits, too. Amazon announced last week that it will pay 100% of college tuition for its 750,000 hourly employees. Eligible after 90 days of employment, employees can get tuition fees and textbooks covered, and it will also begin covering high school diplomas, GEDs, and English as a second language certifications for employees as well. Ever considered changes to the way people are paid? Per a survey of just over 1,000 U.S. workers, 80% of workers want their wages streamed to their accounts. 81% are likely to take a job with an employer that provides access to earned wages on demand at no cost over an employer that does not. What's streaming? The idea of being paid as a worker earns their salary instead of once or twice a month. Business Insider is reporting on the push of cities and states moving to require disclosures on salaries. California passed the first Right to Know law in 2018, but required applicants to request that information, and similar laws are in place in Maryland, Washington, Toledo, and Cincinnati. This summer, Connecticut, Nevada, and Rhode Island passed laws requiring disclosure of their pay scales to every job seeker, and Colorado's new law includes minimum and maximum pay level disclosure on every job posting. More laws are expected to come. The competition for talent is going to be hard. Gartner's new data says that the talent shortage is the most significant barrier to holding back the majority of emerging technology. And if you're wondering why people aren't coming back to the office, a new poll from Pollfish says 75% want to hang out with their pets, 73% want to watch TV while they work, 72% want to nap or exercise during the day, and 62% are self-conscious about how they look. And 4% of survey respondents said that working remotely was so important to them, they would not go back to work in person even if their employers required it, instead giving up their positions to presumably find other remote opportunities. Now, why do we care? I'm not wading in on the politics of the mandates, just simply observing that this is the landscape. With people remaining the number one expense line item in an IT services business, recruiting and retention should be top of mind. The return to office data is a recurring theme. Today, I want to focus on those benefits. Amazon's hiring power is setting a bar. Their hourly employees now have a package of benefits that's essentially the baseline to compete against. No wonder employers are getting creative, considering things like streaming salaries. I'd never even heard of this, and it perked my attention just for the creative thinking. Those that get creative here are the ones I think have opportunity. That baseline is rising really fast. TechIsle's new research believes 409 million SMB employees will still be in hybrid remote work at the end of 2021. SMBs that are advanced in their approach to IT, so-called enterprise IT, are about twice as likely to achieve the productivity-enabled benefits than the lowest performing firms, and 30% more likely to realize productivity benefits than the average SMB. The piece here focuses on three solution areas: unified workspace, collaboration, and mobility. A piece of data. TechIsle research has found that 85% of firms deploy unified workspace to support the needs of multi-location and full-time remote or traveling workers. These systems also help IT deliver on crucial goals. 99% of unified workspace adopters see securing and enabling mobility as a critical unified workspace feature, and 95% consider data protection, recovery, and business continuity an important unified workspace attribute. Now, why do we care? I'm doing an MSP pricing panel this week, and as I prepare for that, it's these three areas I'm also thinking about. Why? Because price becomes a lot less relevant when dealing with those issues. Delivering services here around helping businesses outperform is not commoditized. It's just not. Playing here is where the real money is. Join me for the first ever Cisco Provider Elevate two-day virtual event, September 14th and 15th, to start the journey with thought leaders from around the world. With 55 speakers, 22 educational and interactive sessions, networking happy hours, and more, plus a self-assessment to help you grow. I'll be a speaker, and best of all, the event is free. Registration link is right in the show notes. Sign up now, and I'll see you there. Thanks for listening. Back again tomorrow. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Meet Janice. Unfortunately, her thing is sneeze attacks every time spring returns.
I literally sneezed 40 times in a row once.
Luckily for Janice, at the Walmart Pharmacy, she can get over-the-counter allergy relief for things like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes fast with online pickup or delivery.
No more suffering? That's nothing to sneeze at.
I see what you did there. Help survive allergy season with fast online pickup or delivery from Walmart. Welcome to an easier pharmacy. Welcome to your Walmart.